Now let's apply the warning strategy to our case from July 5th. For our first warning, we find the gust front and find the storm motion using the gust front. We then use the track tool to draw our polygon out 45 minutes ahead of the gust front. Finally, we extend our polygon back to the gust front to where the strongest updrafts are located. This will encompass the entire area that may be impacted by severe winds associated with the gust front over the next 45 minutes. For our wind tag, we use 60 miles per hour given reports that have been observed near the gust front. Finally, we use the full path cast so those downstream of the storm have an idea as to when severe winds can be expected.